Grant, a tough afternoon at the office.
Yeah, very tough. Look, we come here expecting that. We knew that they're a good side and they throw a lot of good footy at you, and they did that. And I think we held tough at times, but I think we also played dumb. And you know, we've obviously lost the game, but you'll try and take positives out of things. And we didn't play very well at all, and we lost by a point. So still a really good side that I think will do quite well this year. So there's a lot of stuff for us to work on there coming into next week, which is another tough game at home. But it's a disappointing day at the office for us.
Tough running into that win second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the rain started coming down and it really started hitting you in the face and made you realise how strong it actually was. So, but in saying that, they had that in the first half as well. So it's no excuses with the win, but we've just got to be better.
Losing Greg and Jake second half caused a bit of a reshuffle. How much does that affect as well?
Yeah, it affects us. But, you know, I think everyone in our side understands our structure and can pretty much slot in everywhere. Obviously, some people aren't going to be able to do what those two guys do, who are pretty special players. But most people who get put in those positions can sort of understand what to do. And the reshuffle sort of took a bit away from us in certain places. But we just played dumb. We played one out footy straight into their hands and they really ripped into us defensively. I thought they were great.
Tough to take, but onwards and upwards. Cattle on next week, a busy week ahead.
Yeah, big week for us. We'll get into the review tomorrow and recovery, and the process will start there, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of work for us to do during the week to come against another tough pack and a good side with plenty of skill everywhere. But you know, we're at home there next week, so that'll give us another lift, and we've got to make that into a real fortress for us.